Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach is looking to expand, moving from its current 170-seat theater in a former church to a much larger space with two theaters, a fully developed backstage area, and dedicated workspaces for props, costumes, and scenery. Clear Space has two options to choose from, including one in downtown Rehoboth. To find out more about their plans and the process, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny talked to Joe Fowler, Clear Space Theater's managing director.
Tell me about your plans for this potential new space.
So for the better part of the last year and a half, Clear Space has been working on a project to identify a site and identify the proper scope for a new performing arts center for Clear Space to call home and to provide the residents of coastal Sussex County the quality of experience that they deserve in a performing arts center. Sussex County is the only county in the state that lacks a purpose-built performing arts center of any kind, and all of the arts institutions that currently perform in Sussex County do so in otherwise reclaimed spaces. Clear Space's current venue on Baltimore Avenue in Rehoboth Beach is a beautiful old church sanctuary that was formerly Epworth Church before they moved to another site many years ago. But without the ability to grow beyond the confines of the space that we're currently in, recognizing the growth in our community, recognizing the demand from our community, it was clear over this last little while that some work needed to be done to assess how we could best serve that need for everyone who calls Sussex home and everyone who visits Sussex County as well.
So what kind of improvements are going to be in place in this kind of potential new space?
So the new facility, after doing a great deal of sort of research and assessment, is going to look at having a roughly 300-seat main stage theater, which is growth from our current 170-seat main stage theater, as well as a second 100-seat flexible seating black box theater that will allow Clear Space and any other arts organizations that may wish to make use of the new center the flexibility to be able to have multiple programs occurring at the same time across two different spaces, and will allow for a kind of flexibility in programming that we are currently constrained by having only one space with a very specific configuration. In addition to those performance spaces, we'll have stronger gathering spaces for the community. There will be extensive lobby spaces to make room for that larger audience, of course. And we will have improved concessions. Ideally, improved concessions will allow for some opportunity for coffee bar, snack bar, things of that nature to be available for the public throughout the day, just in conjunction with performances. And we intend to have meeting space, proper meeting space, that can be used by members of the community as well. So the back-of-house component of the new facility would include a rehearsal hall, and that rehearsal hall would be available for meetings and other purposes when we're not in rehearsal in that space, as well as a proper scenic shop, costume shop, and prop shop, and the appropriate backstage space with respect to wing space, fly space, dressing rooms, green rooms, etc., to make sure that we're providing, a best-in-class experience for all of the artists that come to Rehoboth Beach to perform, or who already live in Rehoboth Beach and are performing here.
So where are we in this process right now?
So at this point, Clear Space, and specifically the board of Clear Space, is working to make decisions about what final site selection will be. We have two sites that are in play. One site is very much publicly known at this point. It is the site of the current Cape Henlopen Senior Center at 11 Christian Street in downtown Rehoboth. Our friends at the Cape Henlopen Senior Center were gifted land some time ago on Hebron Road and have been working to raise the balance of funds they need to break ground and to move their facility over to Hebron to provide more extensive parking, specifically ADA accessible parking for the many individuals that they serve in the region on a much larger multi-acre site. And once that move is completed, the parcel that they currently occupy will become available for the city's use. And last month, the city of Rehoboth did vote to give Clear Space right of first refusal for a lease of that land. And then at the commissioners' meeting this past Monday, the commissioners voted to approve the majority of the terms in a proposed development agreement that have been constructed between the staff of the City of Rehoboth and staff and other leadership here at Clear Space Theater. There are still a few points on that development agreement that we're working to sort of iron out the finer details on. There were some excellent suggestions that were made by commissioners during the course of the recent public hearing as to how those points could perhaps be better refined to give comfort to all parties. And so we're looking forward to seeing how those final negotiations land and to see what the final development agreement might look like there. The other parcel of land is a private sale in the municipal limits of the City of Lewis. And we are wanting to make sure we can weigh both of those offers so that the board, who has the ultimate decision on this matter, can take their vote and then move us forward towards where Clear Space will be able to be in the years to come.
At the meeting earlier this week, commissioners in Rehoboth Beach, they voted 6-1 to continue discussions and continue sort of moving forward with this public-private partnership. Are you seeing that as a good sign, as kind of reason for optimism as you're moving forward?
I would say we have strong optimism that we will be able to work with the city on agreement around this development plan so that we have a final agreement for our board to review and to consider. I will say that the leadership of the city thus far has been nothing but helpful and generous with their time and trying to sort of thread the needle to see how we might be able to best proceed together. And in fairness, there isn't a lot of land inside of the downtown district in Rehoboth Beach for a facility of the scale that we would need to build to serve our region for decades to come. So it was the city who came to us initially to ask us to consider this land that is city-owned property, which led to this now ongoing dialogue about what a public-private partnership could look like on said land in Rehoboth Beach. There are public-private partnerships of all manner surrounding performing arts centers across the country, and I think it is a very hopeful sign that our commissioners currently and the staff of the city currently seem to be as enthusiastic about finding a path. But as I've said earlier, ultimately, there are two parcels that are on the table, and while we have been prioritizing our negotiations with Rehoboth to get to final terms for this development plan, our board will ultimately still need to make a decision as to the path to move forward.
Clear Space Theater is a lot more than just shows on a stage. Can you talk about some of the benefits Clear Space provides to the communities it serves?
Absolutely. So in addition to the work that's on stage, and I would make the argument there's extraordinary benefit that comes from the community gathering that occurs when people come together to see a live performance. But take all of those intangibles aside for a moment. We also have an extensive arts institute that provides arts-based learning and education for young people starting at age 3 all the way through high school, and then additional programs that we make available here in Sussex County for retired adults as well. And with this expansion to a new performing arts center, we will physically have the space to expand those Arts Institute programs to meet the needs and the demand of the community that we're part of. It is almost comical to say this, but in our current facility, for those who have been to this to our theater, you know that we have our main stage. It is a 170-seat Thrust Theater. And in that room, all performances occur, all sets are built, all rehearsals happen, all Arts Institute classes are held. That's a lot of activity for one room to maintain, especially recognizing that we are the most prolific producer of professional theater in the state with the sheer volume of performances that we bring to the stage each year. One, and two, we provide the most significant volume of arts-based education outside of the school system in Sussex County. So all of that activity is being held in a very small room. Once this facility is in place, and I want to be clear, it will be years before the facility is in place. This is the beginning of our process. But once that facility is in place, the ability for us to positively impact the lives of so many more young people in our region will multiply dramatically. The other piece I'd say on the education component is there's been some really great research that's been done nationally that looks at the impact of engaging in the arts for young people. And there's all sorts of data about test scores, and there's lots of conversation as to whether you can assume correlation or causation are the same on some of those metrics. But the one metric that there is clear causation in place, it was around a study that was done at the New Victory Theater in conjunction with the National Endowment for the Arts several years ago, in which a group of middle school students were given the opportunity to engage in theatrical performances at New Victory, and another group in the same school were not. And the only difference that they were able to measure between those two groups that was consistent was that those young people who had arts-based experiences during that time frame were able to articulate a future for themselves that was not constrained by their current circumstances. It allowed young people to look beyond where they were today and envision a range of futures for themselves. And I believe firmly that if that is true for a young person, there has to be a piece of that that can be true for us adults as well. The last piece I'll mention is around economic impact. We do serve the city of Rehoboth currently in a very dramatic fashion, especially when it comes to our restaurants and our hotels. Through some very conservative math, we can show that in this current year alone, there's been roughly $1.5 million in direct economic impact to the city and the businesses within the city through our performances in our current venue. And we know that as our capacity is able to grow to welcome more audiences to the theater, we will see that economic impact multiply dramatically with the new Performing Arts Center as well.
Thanks to Clear Space Theater's Managing Director Joe Fowler and our Martin Matheny for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us, History Matters is next, with a look at a historically black sorority at the University of Delaware celebrating its 50th anniversary. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.